And now the game where we ask somebody who can do a lot of cool things to do something he can't do, which is going to be hard because Fred Armisen can seemingly do everything. He's a cast member on Saturday Night Live, a star and writer of Portlandia on IFC, a former drummer in a bunch of punk rock bands, and for a while, the world's preeminent Barack Obama imitator. Fred Armisen, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, hi.
So great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we were researching your life, and we found out a couple of interesting things. First of all, we found out that you have said that when you were a kid, you always wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
That's true?
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a doctor. It was like, I want to be famous.
Absolutely. I would see people on TV, or I'd see bands I really liked, and I thought, I want that.
Did you, when you were a kid and thinking about it, did you imagine any of the benefits of fame, like the money or whatever else?
No, nothing like that. I just liked the amount that I enjoyed it. I thought that must be a nice thing for people to enjoy something visual and musical.
Right. And so you ended up like becoming a musician?
Yes.
Yes.
Drums.
You played drums?
Yeah.
In like a bunch of rock bands. You actually were here in Chicago playing in the scene here.
Yeah, I was in a punk band called Trench Mouth, and we played here all the time. And it was, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of carrying things into a van, carrying things out of a van, upstairs, back into the van. It's like a moving job.
Yeah, basically.
You know, it really is. And that stuff is, amps are heavy and drums are heavy.
The other thing we were surprised is I assumed that you had come up like so many guys on Saturday Night Live in particular through like the improv, like Second City or maybe some of the companies, the Groundlings in LA. But that's not true, right? You just started doing these performances on your own?
Yeah, I started making videos of interviewing bands. And I would just go and interview bands as different characters.
Yeah, I saw a video clip of you interviewing, I assume a musician, as Hitler.
Yeah.
You just said yeah as if that was a totally normal thing to do.
Yeah, I just did different. I would do a deaf guy, a blind person, a German journalist, and I put this video together, and more people came out for that than ever did for Trench Mouth. And
who did you interview as Hitler? I mean, did in the middle of it, did he go, "You're not Hitler"?
Which
is pretty sharp. Yeah. He probably caught
No,
that.
Actually, what's weird is actually in the middle of it, I mean, at first he's going along with it and he's answering these questions from Hitler. And the questions from Hitler are not like, "Do you hate the Jews as I do?" But it was like, you know, "Tell me about your music," and except it's Hitler. And and at a certain point, the guy you're talking to says, it's not so much this guy isn't Hitler, it's that this guy is Hitler and I shouldn't be nice to him. So he starts saying things like, "You suck, Hitler."
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
"You're a terrible person."
Yeah.
"Hitler."
But you know what that means? That means you're a great actor, man, because he started believing.
Yeah. I made him believe.
That's called method acting at its
finest.
That's
right.
On Saturday Night Live, you're sort of the go-to guy for ethnic characters. Would you say? Is that true?
I don't know. I guess so. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, you did Barack Obama for a good 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I mean, I think Nassim Pedrad.
You know what? For the longest time, I thought you were mixed. I swear. I thought you were like half black.
I knew you were Hawaiian.
I'm not Hawaiian. How did you know?
I want to talk to you about
But I want to answer your question about ethnicity. It wasn't really a question, but I'm half Venezuelan and a quarter Japanese and a quarter German.
Really?
That's a potpourri of race.
Yeah.
It's a very, very common mix.
Wait a minute. A potpourri?
Yeah, isn't
because you can take some of it and it smells good.
Is he a bouillabaisse?
I would think he's a cornucopia
of rice.
If I had a pick.
I'd say he's a melange. We have heard that Saturday Night Live is a crazy competitive environment all week.
No, it's not competitive.
It isn't? We thought
no, it's an army. It's a family. It's like we all support each other. We all root for each other's sketches. We're all in each other's sketches. It's awesome.
Isn't there a sense of like we're all going to come up with sketches and only some of them are going to make the air?
Yeah, but you're in people's sketches. Everyone I know on the show is like we all really support each other. I'm not kidding. I would tell you if it was a little...
Would you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So there's no black swan situation going on in the backstage.
Can you, without being indiscreet, can you say your very favorite host? That you had the most fun with?
Boy, I would say the people I've had the most fun with are athletes because they really don't care.
Like Charles Barkley.
They have no agenda. Yeah. They have already achieved everything they wanted to achieve. And when they step into the studio, they do not, you could put a dress on them. They'll do an accent even if they can't do it. It is so much fun. They're the most fun, without a doubt.
Right. So, for example, who? What athletes have you worked with?
Well, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Chuck is crazy.
Yeah, he's...
yeah, nuts.
His answer's always yes.
He's not a trained improv guy. He's just nuts. One last question. I'm a Saturday Night Live. I've heard the audition process can be nerve-wracking. What was yours like?
Well, it was... To me, it was like... It was such a big deal. It was just like being asked to go to the moon or to be president. Yeah. You know, it was just very like, this is crazy. I can't even believe it. And then I remember walking to the elevators, and I knew they sort of pulled me back to talk to me, and I thought, oh, maybe something's happening.
Yeah,
and then they called me, and when I was down outside with the other people who had auditioned, they said, okay, I think we're going to do this. I saved the phone number as best call ever. And to this day, whenever NBC calls me, I just keep transferring it to every new phone. Yeah,
but what if you
and I get a lot of new phones?
Yeah, but what if you get fired? It's going to be a really weird thing.
I mean, the calls is good.
Best call ever. And
but then it'll be like it'll have a sarcastic tone to it.
Yeah.
Best call ever.
What's wrong, Fred?
Before we move on to the game, Portlandia is starting up again in January, which is totally awesome. You don't live in Portland. Your partner Carrie does, partner in the show. Do you like walk around and look for people in the streets that you're going to say, oh, that'll be a sketch or that'll be a sketch?
You guys, you don't... It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It almost seems like they're doing it on purpose.
I want you to know, I was in Portland, and I was talking to a guy who had quit his job and come there to do some metal sculpture, and he was about 28. And I said, have you ever heard the line that Portland is a place where people in their 20s go to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, a great line from Portlandia.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's true.
It is?
It is true.
It's just this place that where everything's just going great and everyone gets to do whatever they want, whatever kind of shop they want to open. And it's this place, everything is just working out for everybody. And
It's like a nerdy public radio utopia. It's like Subarus and hummus plates for
that's
everybody.
That's exactly
it.
And the sort of family, even the families and the dad, all the dads play bass and drums, and there's just kids everywhere, and to the cool music, everyone, it's just, everything is just, it's almost like, well, let's make a really cool city, and that's what it's like.
And it's like little kids named Axel running around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Fred Armisen, we're delighted to talk to you. We've asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
I regret regretting that I regretted the error.
We hear...
Wait, can you say it again?
I regret regretting that I regretted the error.
We here at Wait, Wait love journalists. In fact, we depend on them. We're like those little birds that get their nourishment from picking debris out of the teeth of crocodiles. But journalists aren't perfect. The Poynter Institute just published a list of their favorite retractions of the year. We're going to ask you about three of them. Get two right, you'll win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl's Voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Fred playing for?
Fred is playing for Jackie Ficht of South Pasadena, California.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here's your first question. Very early in the year, the editors at the New York Times had to correct a story about a young couple named Jack Robison and Kristen Lynn Smith. What error did the paper of record make about them? Was it A, Jack Robison's actual name was Infanta Miel Trencalada? B, Kristen's favorite My Little Pony Friendship is Magic character is Twilight Sparkle, not Fluttershy? Or C, the two people in the article aren't a couple. In fact, they don't even like each other.
Well, C, I don't know why they would have been in an article. B sounds kind of interesting. That name sounds a little thought out. So I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B. You're right.
Yeah.
With the pony. To quote the Times, it is Twilight Sparkle, the nerdy intellectual, not Fluttershy, the kind animal lover. Next question. Vogue magazine had to apologize for identifying somebody as, quote, an interior designer when he was really what? A, an exterior designer. B, an intelligent design advocate. Or C, the deputy assistant secretary for the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor at the U.S. State Department.
Oh, I want it to be C so bad. I'm going to go C only because I want it to be.
It is C. It was C. It was a profile of Chelsea Clinton. No reason was given for the error. Last question. You're doing very well. The Toronto Sun made this uncorrected error just a couple of weeks ago. Was it A, they referred to the Canadian Prime Minister as what's-his-name, because who the heck knows who the Canadian Prime Minister is. B, they misspelled the word correction. Or C, they captioned a picture of Kim Kardashian with the words, the Whore of Babylon.
I think it's C.
You think it's C, the Whore of Babylon?
Yeah.
She might well be the Whore of Babylon, as predicted by the Book of Revelations, but in fact, their error was to misspell the word correction.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a correction, they misspelled the word correction. Carl, how did Fred Armisen do in our quiz?
Well, Fred had two correct answers, and that was enough to win for Jackie Ficht.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
So, you're back on Saturday Night Live, and which picks up back in January, and Portlandia is on in January as well, right?
That's exactly right.
So
yes.
We just it's a potpourri of Fred Armisen.
Mm-hmm.
Bouillabaisse. Yes.
Bouillabaisse.
Armisen Palooza.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen is, of course, the star of Portlandia, starting his third season on the IFC as well, Saturday Night Live. Fred, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and slow gin fizz. If that ain't love, then tell me what is.